Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. You know, recently I was listening to NPR, and they were talking about a book on sleep that just came out, and I can't even remember the name of the book. I wish I did. It sounded really intriguing and interesting, but I just thought, you know, we haven't really talked about sleep on any of our podcasts, and that was a good topic.
I can't believe that I looked back and we haven't really talked about rest or sleep at all, which is crazy because
it's crazy, yeah.
Really important.
It is. And it's actually a really important part of our program, the wellness program, our online wellness program. You know, we have like a whole section on rest and sleep. So let's talk about rest and sleep, something that is very seems to be very difficult to achieve in today's world, in the quick, fast-paced rat race life that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really, really important. I mean, I know personally, I feel like every night I'm counting how many hours I'm going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at what time I'm going to bed. And I'm looking at the fact that I'm waking up like at 4:30, and I'm counting the hours, and I'm like, that's not enough.
Not enough.
My poor little brain cells.
Yeah, and you're never going to get that sleep back.
That's right.
That's the crazy thing.
That's
I know,
right.
Like, I started like not sleeping a whole lot in college, and I think I was definitely sleep deprived in college, and I will never get that rest
You've
back.
Never. And that's it, huh?
That's it.
Yes.
So, and then, of course, having children, you also get sleep deprived.
That's right.
Never getting that time
Forget
back.
Forget it. Forget it. You know, and one of the things that we're talking about in regard this author that they had on NPR that they were interviewing was talking about that you don't make it up. You know, some people Monday through Friday, they just get, you know, 5-6 hours of sleep. Well, 6 hours, if you can get six, that's pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
But so let's say they're getting 4 to 5 hours. They're getting 4 to 5 hours of sleep, thinking, well, on the weekend they'll make up for it. But this guy was saying that you don't make up for it. You definitely don't make up for it. It's not like, you know, you're not putting hours of sleep away as an investment that will help you
for your future,
help you for the future. And then the other thing he was saying, that as we get older, that, you know, that it does become a little bit more difficult to sleep and get the hours that we need.
And why did they say that was?
Well, at that point, I got home.
So you got to see it in here.
I turned off the radio. I was like, this is really interesting, but I got to get it in the house.
I could see that, though. I mean, everything slows down in the body, right, as we get older. So it's just the ability to get good rest slows down. You know, it's just we're not functioning at a high capacity,
right,
as we were before.
And, you know, he was talking about that we're not getting into like this deep sleep that we need. I mean, you need to get into, you know, there's different cycles, and the REM cycle is the deepest.
The most
that's
important.
Where you dream
and you
you want to get into that, and you want to dream because that's where you get the best. That's where you get the best sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we're counseling our patients, our clients, and talking to them about rest, you know, we try to explain to them why they need rest. You know, a lot of people don't understand that you actually need that rest to help your immune system. For example, you know, you help your immune system. You, when you rest, you're allowing your body, you're allowing the cells in your body to recharge, to rejuvenate. And so it's really, really crucial. And because, you know, if your immune system is weakened, then you're more prone to getting illnesses. Not to mention, sleeping also reduces stress and tension and anxiety, which it is kind of a vicious cycle, because a lot of people tell me, well, it's because I'm stressed and anxious and I can't sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a problem, you know. And the other thing you were mentioning, you were talking about the cells, you know, rejuvenating and recharging, because that's when a lot of our recharging happens, right? It's like Kai uses the example in his book of a cell phone, right? Like we have to plug our phone in at the end of every night to recharge.
Right.
You have to rest in order to recharge, you know, for the next day. And tired cells, they can't eliminate toxins efficiently. They can't do their job efficiently for us. So it's like you said, it's a catch-22.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You've got to get that rest if you expect your body to heal,
right,
and be ready for the next day.
That's right. That's right. And so, the rest is absolutely crucial. You know, it's going to help you with your immune system, help you with your stress level, with your anxiety. You know, we were pretty shocked to read in our studies when we were putting together our program years ago that at least 40 million Americans suffer from over 70 different sleep disorders.
Mm-hmm. You didn't even know that there were that many sleep disorders to begin with.
No, not at all. That's a lot of sleep disorders. And, you know, so that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
That's pretty significant. And, you know, we see it with our patients who come in and bring in their list of medicines. And, you know, some of them are on 1, 2, 3 different anxiety medicines and medicine to help them sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very common issue that we run into, that we see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, when people say, well, what does it mean to get good rest? You know, it really is dependent on a couple things. One, it's the time in which you rest, like what time you go to bed. It's the total amount of hours that you're resting. And then the fact that the rest should be deep, like what you were talking about, by getting into REM.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when you talk about the time, I know we have mentioned this on podcasts before in terms of what time you should be getting to bed and why. But 10 p.m., I know, and this sounds crazy because most adults are up past 10 p.m. most nights, right?
Right.
It's very rare that adults are going to bed before 10 o'clock. But ideally, you want to try to get to bed and be asleep by 10 p.m. And the best time to wake up is 6 a.m. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got that kind of 8-hour time frame. But that's the time frame that allows the body to rest the deepest and rejuvenate the most. And it gives the most energy throughout the day for you. And that's because that's the time that the hormones that heal the body are released only between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, how does our body know that it's 10 p.m.? It just does. I mean, so if you're not sleeping between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., like seriously sleeping, then you're missing out on that healing
mm-hmm.
process.
That's right. And so, you know, a lot of people tell me if they're having a hard time sleeping, you know, I'll ask them, are you taking naps during the day? Because if they are, I tell them, you know, you need to stop taking the naps because that's definitely going to affect your ability to sleep at night. You know, another thing that's probably become a big thing these days is being on the computer, on the laptop, or on our cell phone, you know, while we're laying in bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get into bed and then we get onto these electronic devices and you know, it actually makes it more difficult to go to sleep when you've been on these devices. You know, they're very
mm-hmm.
stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
They're very stimulating. And so
bed should be for bed.
Exactly.
And nothing else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, a TV in the room, and I know that's a very common thing, and you know, but that also can be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
That can be an issue. And so
you're just falling asleep to the television, right?
Right.
Because
right.
that's, and we talk about that too in our online home study program, is that falling asleep to the television is not good sleep,
right?
So we'll get to that in a minute in terms of like the ideal forms of sleep. But you know, the one reason why I think adults too, they stay up, is to watch the news, right? And first of all, we all have DVRs. So if you wanted to record the news for weather and sports, you can always record it and watch it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of negative in the news.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
and watching the news, especially right before you go to bed, to me is depressing. Right. So it's just one less thing.
Well, if you see shocking things on the news, which
shocking,
which most of the time you are, you know, somebody got killed or many people got killed or people drowned or whatever. I mean, I don't know. For me personally, that does affect me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, even if they're not people, you know, they don't have to be people that I know, but just the tragedy of it, definitely hits me and you know,
get you all worked up a
yeah,
little bit.
It makes mm-hmm. me, I wouldn't be able to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. I'd have to process it.
Right.
And you know how long it takes me to process.
Yeah. So, you know, recording the news,
yeah.
watching it
Record
in the morning,
it. Watch
where
it
you
in
can
the morning.
Where you can fast forward to get to the stuff you really want mm-hmm. and not have to listen to the depressing stuff.
That's right.
In terms of the amount of hours you rest, like I said, we talked about when you should go to bed. Try to be in bed and asleep by 10 p.m., wake up at 6. Ideally, the best amount of hours is 8 hours, mm-hmm. but the least amount of hours you should get is 6 hours.
Yes.
Right, so this is where you need to do some work, Dr. Cruz.
Absolutely. I'm working on it. Definitely working on it. You know, not getting enough rest can be an issue as far as the health of your brain. Mm-hmm. And that's actually one of the things that we talked about a few weeks ago. We were summarizing an article about mm-hmm. Love Your Brain. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we talked about was the importance of sleep mm-hmm. and especially getting into a deep sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, so it can affect your brain negatively if you're not getting the amount of sleep that you need. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think about that. I do.
Did you look at me?
I do, because you know, there was dementia in a great grandmother I had. So
so you're worried that if you don't get enough rest, you're going
to
get dementia.
I need to make sure that that I get my rest and take my probiotics. So
and taking little breaks, especially in the afternoon, is really good for mm-hmm. for the body.
Absolutely.
You know, like sometimes if I come home from school with the kids, you know, I'll just lay down for like 10 minutes and just rest my eyes, and I just, you know, and I don't ever want to get up from that. But when I do, I definitely feel better, you know.
Well, you know, I think some of the European countries have it figured out, you know, the mm-hmm. countries, what is
the
it,
siesta.
Like Spain or
yeah.
Italy. That, you know,
they go have lunch.
That's right.
And then
they close
and then
the
they
shop,
go, yeah.
close the
they go
the
sleep for an
business
hour.
For an hour or two, yeah. and they go and they sleep and then they come back.
That's right.
And
those are the same countries that have dinner at 10 p.m.
Exactly. And somehow they've managed to do just fine.
Yeah.
So let's see, what else?
Just getting deep rest.
Yeah,
right?
Getting deep rest. Make sure you're sleeping in a cool, you know, make sure you have you're in a cool environment, comfortable. You know, you don't want to be too cold. You don't want to be too hot. Turn off all the lights and the music. And, you know, you just want to sleep. Mm-hmm. You just want to sleep.
Having nice, clean sheets, you mm-hmm. know, washing your sheets regularly. And
right. yeah, Egyptian cotton is really important.
And spending time finding the right mattress.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Right? A lot of us, we try to cheap out when it comes to our mattress, but you have to remember, you spend almost half of your life on your mattress.
That's right.
So don't cheap out on your mattress.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it a good one.
Yeah.
Invest in yourself,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Make it
you know,
a good
every,
mattress.
Every at least 10 years, you should get a new mattress.
Is that right?
That's right. Wow. And again, don't fall asleep in front of the television.
And again, stay off your phone.
Stay
off the technology, the laptop, right before you're going to go to bed. Believe me, that will help.
Right.
That will help. And I think those are some pretty good tips.
Yeah.
You know, again, get the rest. It will make a difference. I mean, you know, when you get sick, what is it that helps you get better quickly?
Rest.
Rest, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in addition to probably, you know, of course, drinking a lot of fluids, a lot of water.
Probably mostly the rest.
But the rest.
Mm-hmm.
The rest.
Us getting sick is like we're forced to stop and slow down, right?
That's right.
And we should take that as a hint.
I mean, that's our body telling us mm-hmm. you need the rest. And so, you know, I'm speaking to myself as I say this, but why deprive ourselves of the rest that our bodies need to be healthy?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And on that note, we will bring this podcast to a close. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.